and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
I don't know if it's horrifying. I'd like to thank Dave for playing guitar on this. Why don't we just listen to Stevie? We don't need to do the announcement. Writing's on the wall. It's 7:13, Steve Cochran Show, number 618. And in those 618 shows, a crucial part of the operation has been Kevin Powell.
Yes.
Did I say has been?
What's that about?
When he first was your producer, he was disappointing Kevin.
Yeah, well, he was in junior high then.
That's right.
Thanks, thanks for reminding everyone, Andrea.
And he's grown to be spectacular, Kevin.
Well, he's shrunk, you mean.
Let's not go crazy.
Sorry.
And let's not derail the announcement. Right. Here's what I'm saying. Kevin is leaving the show. Kevin is leaving the show. Your show mom, Mary, on the seventh floor, couldn't bring herself to come down here. She's too emotional.
I'm very sad.
Did Mary bake a cake or anything like that?
Easy.
Dun, dun, dun. Well,
so here's, I don't know if you remember,
we used to have
someone on the show named Anna DeVlantis.
Remember Anna? Yeah, she's great.
And Anna DeVlantis left the show to work with Ro Khan.
She did.
Mm-hmm. Now, the rationale there is she didn't want to get up at this kooky hour to do the show. Mm-hmm. In fact, I've come to accept she likes Ro better than me. But she's doing a great job with Ro.
She's doing a fantastic job.
And recently, Ro had a sports anchor that left the show. And the sports anchor that left the show, Conrad Dingleberry, what was his name?
Connor.
Connor McKnight.
Yeah.
Connor McKnight left the show. So Connor McKnight left Ro's show, so that created an opening. Mm-hmm. Several people came through. It was like a reality show. It was like a Survivor thing.
Oh, yeah.
Several people left the show or came into the show to try to audition for it. And the one that caught Ro's eye, the one that struck Ro's fancy, was one Kevin Powell. So I'm here to announce this morning that Kevin Powell will be the new sports anchor for the Ro Khan Show.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Congratulations, Kevin.
Thank you. Now, here's the thing, and Kevin knows this because we've been talking about this off the air for weeks. Kevin has done a phenomenal job on this show.
Yes.
And Dave, you've been managing people for years, and many of them still talk to you.
Not many.
And Kevin having an opportunity to be on the air on this radio station, biggest single radio station in the country. Kevin having an opportunity to do this and to do this on a big-time show like Ro Show. Well, I mean, you know, why would I stand in the way of that? Sure, I'm hurt. Sure, I'm crushed by this. But, you know, my son dumped me a week and a half ago, so maybe it's me.
That's right. You notice a pattern?
Yeah, a little bit. Okay. Yeah, who's next?
I'm just glad it's not me.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. You're on the list. You, Annette, Andrea. Okay, not you, Andrea.
Thank you, Steve.
Yes.
Wait, what?
So here's the deal, Kev, and you know this, in all sincerity. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I'm happy for you.
You know I wouldn't stand in the way of this. Mm-hmm. I think it's a fantastic thing. So I think you're going to be great.
I appreciate it. And like you said, 618, is that what we're in? 618th show today. I've had a blast on the morning show. It's been fun. You guys are friends. This is like a family to me. So it was sort of the easiest hard decision or the hardest easiest decision I've ever made.
Well, it's like Catch 22.
Right.
Catch 22. I'm thrilled for you to have your shot.
Right.
And of course, I'm sorry you're leaving the show.
Yes. Yeah. It's an opportunity I couldn't pass up. And Dave's been great in this. Steve, obviously, this throws a wrench into some things, but you've been supportive working with Andrea and Mary all the time. They've been great and supportive. Jimmy and Todd are on board, two of the best bosses you could work for. And,
They are the best. Yeah.
Don't qualify.
The best bosses, and they've been supportive, and thank you to them for the opportunity. But I can't pass this up. It's what I've always wanted to do is work in sports full-time, be on the air, and I'll be doing that with Ro and Anna, and I'm thrilled.
Yeah, and you'll also be covering the Sox and the Cubs as well on a fireman sort of basis.
Yeah, and there will be no shortage of baseball storylines this summer, so I'm looking forward to being at both sides of town, Sox and Cubs. And I think I'll be jumping on with you guys still every now and again.
Oh, no,
talking
No, I
guess I was misinformed.
No, that's not go crazy. I mean, once you cut the ties, you're out. No, of course you'll be on the show. Absolutely be on the show. Mm-hmm. And the great Rob Feeder in Rob Feeder's column and blog in the Chicago Tribune, and it's at robertfeeder.com, mm-hmm. chicagotribune.com, writes about this morning, and this is a big deal. You're in Feeder's column.
I saw that, Steve. I saw that.
I also want to add that two lesser-known names, Ryan Dempster and Kerry Wood, have agreed to appear as regular baseball contributors on the program. Woody and Dempster will be on the show, and I think what we're doing is Demps will be on Thursday mornings, right? Woody will be on Thursday afternoons? I think that's the plan.
Yeah. Kerry joins Roe every week, and Demps will jump on with you guys, I believe, 7:40 every Thursday at the time we're aiming for, so that'll kick off next week. Opening day is already here. It's crazy. So we'll have Demps around next week.
Did you reach out to Curtis Dingleschmidt, the former Rokan sports anchor, and ask him about the job at all?
Is that his name, Dave? Connor?
No, that's not his name. He asked me about it, Steve.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I did not talk to him about it. No.
And I had it. I mean, the guy was calling me all hours of the day and night.
Yeah, Dave, he said, just get
out.
I
want to do sports. I said, good. Go do sports.
Right.
But seriously, thank you to everyone. The morning show means a ton to me, and it's going to be weird. But I'm
proud of you, dude. I really am.
I know that. Thank you for that.
And we love you on the show, and you're welcome here anytime.
Yeah, love you guys too.
You traitor.
We're proud of you, Kevin. And besides, now Kevin is in a position to put in a good word to maybe get Matt Mertin a spot on the active roster. So good luck with that, Kevin.
I tried that, Andrea, and he was immediately cut.
I know.
Seems to be going to the minor leagues.
Is this it? Is this all we're doing?
I was getting a little paranoid the way Andrea set that up. Is maybe Kevin could put a good word in with Ro for the rest of us.
Oh, yeah. Ro, what's up with Ro leaving me three voicemails yesterday?
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I haven't checked those yet.
Texter's coming in, Kev, from the 815. Congrats, Kevin. You're great. From the 708. Screw Kevin. I'll join you, Steve, from the 815. Feel bad about Kevin leaving. I really like him, and I don't like Ro at all. Give Ro a chance. The show's great. 815 texter, congrats, Kevin. Fear the bird.
And fear the bird.
On and on it goes. And then another texter sent a picture of a litter box, but I don't think that's related to you.
Well, thank you to the listeners, too, because as a producer back there, I've been screening calls for the past 2.5 years, and we do have some side conversations, and they're always hilarious and have a blast talking to them. So, of course, thanks to the listeners.
The good news is tomorrow we're going to do a little going away party for Kev.
Well, I've got a little treat, too.
It's a surprise going away party.
Is he even going to be here?
Yeah, so he's coming in.
Okay.
Yeah, I cleared it with Ro. And that'll be tomorrow on the show. And we're going to do an extensive nationwide search for his replacements.
You think it'll take a while?
Well, you know, we got Ross and Kevin to replace. Got a couple of millennials. I mean, with that kind of work ethic, you know, it's not going to be easy. So we'll announce that, later today about how you could possibly be part of our nationwide talent search.
Is this going to be like a American Idol type thing where there's stages and all throughout the country?
Oh, absolutely. Intergalactic.
Okay.
An intergalactic search.
Is it going to end with you presenting a rose to the winning producers?
That's how Kevin was hired.
That's a different
show. That's how Kevin was hired.